Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. It is absolutely clear, cool tonight. Mild temps for bands on the beach. It is a beautiful day out there. No complaints on my part. Interesting thing that just came down. I want to pass this on to you. Oklahoma's top elected education official has sent a demand letter to Vice President Kamala Harris that essentially serves as an invoice for what the illegal immigration crisis under her tenure overseeing the border has cost Oklahoma State Schools. You know what that bill, they sent the bill for? $474 million.
That's a pretty penny or two, I'd say.
Well, that's what they've had to pay because of the illegal problems they've had in that state.
Well, speaking of Kamala Harris, I will also tell you that another member of a Republican political dynasty throwing her support behind her, Barbara Pierce Bush, endorsed Harris and spent part of the weekend on the campaign trail, door knocking in Battleground, Pennsylvania. And the daughter of President George W. Bush told People magazine it was inspiring to meet voters with the Harris-Walz campaign.
I just love people that are committed to the party, believe me. November, approaching pretty fast with a few events to consider. Now, of course, Friday, Saturday, the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. Sunday, November 3rd, DST ends 2 a.m., followed by the November 5th general election. And then less than a week later, on Monday, the 11th, Veterans Day, one of two federal holidays in the U.S. that honor the military.
All right. And also here, we touch on them every hour. Wall Street closing mixed with the NASDAQ hitting a new record high. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 154 points to 42,233. The S&P 500 added 9 points to 58,32. And the NASDAQ rose 145 points to 18,712.
Okay, 513, News Radio 92.3. I heard you talking about this last hour. It kind of intrigued me, so I went and
Struck your fancy, huh?
Yeah, went over there and pulled up the Fox Library and found that election officials in Miami say no ballots were harmed when some apparently fell off a truck. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Broward County.
A driver in Miami-Dade County stopped and picked up both a sealed bin and a sealed bag filled with completed ballots that were seen falling off the back of a truck. That driver called police immediately. Elections officers from Miami-Dade County were able to verify that the seals remained intact and that the bin and bag contained ballots already counted during early voting. They're labeling the incident human error and say that while it was accidental, they do not tolerate it and fired the responsible employee. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Ugh, all right. And also have presidential candidates. Well, we had already mentioned this last hour, but I'll touch on it again since we're talking about presidential stuff. Candidates making their final pitch to voters this week. Vice President Harris, she's in Washington, D.C. Same location where Trump spoke on January 6th, just ahead of the Capitol riot. And Trump, he traveled to Pennsylvania for a rally after giving remarks at Mar-a-Lago. And his running mate, J.D. Vance, is in Michigan, while Harris's running mate, Tim Walz, is in Georgia.
The muralists are coming. The muralists are coming. What am I talking about?
It sounds like a Paul Revere reference.
The muralists are talking.
That's a little bit off.
Okay, in 4 days. Yeah, I explained here. The Pensacola Mural Fest gets underway on November 2nd. Six muralists going to start the competition over the next 2 weeks. Here's the sights. If you want to go see these people do their work, these folks are considered geniuses and to be able to put this on the side of a building. But you can do so. Let me explain where they are, first of all. Here are the sights. 418 Garden Street. That is the Pensacola State College building. Let's see here. Pensacola Auto Imports at 725 West Garden Street. Then there is the Strong Street Studio, 109 North A Street. And now along the Brancas Corridor, AdSync at 201 South F Street. And the Bricks Design will be, they'll be painting vowels, printing. That's at 1233 Brancas Avenue. So, Bricks Design are the people that are up, the muralist on right. That side, that are painting vowels, printing on Brancas Avenue. You're invited to watch. They would love to have you come on by, bring the lawn chair. And I think that they would probably allow you to bring your little furry friend along with you.
Perhaps.
They haven't told me there's no pets or glass involved here. So
that is true. But you know what? You know where pets and glass aren't allowed?
No, I do.
Bands on the beach.
The last time you will be saying that this season.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is, I wish you didn't mention that. Now you got me feeling melancholy. But you had to. Just a warning.
Yeah, because if you head out to the beach next Tuesday expecting to see something at the Pavilion stage, ain't gonna be there.
Yeah, you'll be out of luck.
That's exactly right.
But it should be beautiful weather tonight for bands. Speaking of weather, let's get a quick check of the roads and weather for you. First one this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Still got some heavy issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and maybe a little bit here and there on Highway 90 and perhaps Brent Lane, Burgess Road, you know, minor spots like that. As for the weather, it is 78 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but should be all around a beautiful Wednesday, high of 82, low of 72.
Yeah, things has gotten worse for that Nashville flight. It's a Southwest flight. 2154, cup it up, wheels down, scheduled at 550. I told you last hour it was estimated time about 8:30. They've increased that to 9:15 now. So call Southwest if you got somebody coming in on that flight so you get a better idea about your parking situation. Then there's that flight from Tampa, Silver, flight 80, scheduled wheels down 6:10, now delayed 8:30. Other than that, PNS looking nice today.
All right. And we had a very puzzling headline this morning. A Mississippi man has been arrested on attempted homicide charges for reportedly firing shots during an incident on L Street. Deputies say it happened when 54-year-old George Bailey walked up to two people. They were laying on the ground. He began arguing with them, and apparently he was intoxicated and began firing at them, but luckily he missed. Nobody was hurt. But interestingly enough, the gunman, George Bailey himself, was taken to the hospital because of an elevated heart rate and then taken to the Escambia County Jail after treatment.
George Bailey reminds me of that Christmas movie every year. Jimmy Stewart played him, and I forget the name. It was a classic Christmas, but his name was George Bailey. When you said that, I went, ha, my Hallmark movies kick it in.
Yes.
I'm still getting my daily dose.
Your Hallmark festivities.
I love it. Okay, federal judge will continue blocking the state of Florida from trying to prevent television stations from airing ads against the state's abortion law. Fox's Evan Brown has more for us.
A U.S. District Court in Tallahassee is extending a restraining order it placed against Florida's Department of Health, which is being sued by a group promoting a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at doing away with Florida's restrictions on abortion. The group is running ads on television and streaming video claiming current law does not allow abortions in the case of rape or danger to a mother's health. The state insists that isn't true and has threatened sanctions on TV stations running the ads. The judge has already ruled the ads are protected by the First Amendment. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's a Wonderful Life was the movie.
Oh, all right.
I had to think about that. And Jimmy Stewart played the principal character, George Bailey.
Mm.
Donna Reed was in there. Lionel Barrymore, just some classic artists that were amazing actors.
And also have some details here. Quite unfortunate circumstances, actually. Santa Rosa County officials saying that a man and woman are dead after a murder-suicide in Navarre happened at a home on Meadowwood Lane. Deputies were first called last Friday afternoon when a citizen reported seeing a woman lying motionless on the floor of the home through a window. Apparently, there were two bodies found in the home. The two have been identified as 48-year-old Timothy Donahue and 52-year-old Deborah Lyles. Investigators believe that Donahue shot Lyles and then turned a gun on himself.
News Radio 92.3. It is 519. You know, we talked about this. As a matter of fact, we had a guest on last week. I talked about this. Mr. Morales. Do you remember Mr. Morales? He came in from the extension office over at the UF. IFAS, Scambia County Extension Office. Peanut Butter Challenge. I got you now, right?
Well, yeah, you had me the whole time.
Okay, Peanut Butter Challenge. Don't forget about it. It is the annual jar collection event for local food pantries. It is continuing. They need your help, your assistance, and they need your donations. You can donate unopened jars of peanut butter. Six locations for your consideration. Scambia Extension in Cantonment, Escambia Farm Bureau in Molino, the Escambia Public Safety Building on W Street, the Holy Spirit Catholic Church on Gulf Beach Highway, and Gilmore Services on East Fairfield Drive, and the Escambia Administration on 221 Palafox Street downtown.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got former President Trump holding a campaign speech at Mar-a-Lago today. We had hinted at this last hour, and he spoke for about an hour. We got details on what he discussed and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life. As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
For far too long, District 1 has been represented by someone who's more interested in making headlines than helping us. I'm different. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm a mother, community advocate, and someone who's been through real struggles just like you. I've faced adversity and come out strong, and now I'm ready to bring my compassion, integrity, and common sense to Washington. Let's focus on real solutions, not distractions. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont. It's time for real change.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back.
News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price in. Clear and cool tonight. Temps really nice in the 60s for Bands on the Beach. Crank it up at about an hour and a half at the Casino Beach Pavilion. I see where Joe Rogan tried to get Kamala Harris to do his podcast, Austin. Didn't work out. She wouldn't. She had all kind of items that she had to have taken care of. Mm. He said, if you want to talk, you come to Austin. I'm not going to fly to you. So that's it. So I think J.D. Vance is swooping in on that avail with Joe Rogan. While we're talking about former President Trump and Kamala Harris, they are making a final push for votes before Election Day. And Fox's Brooke Singman has more in this report.
Former President Donald Trump is holding a roundtable in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, before holding a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania, to talk about energy and the economy. The city has the second largest Latino population in the battleground state. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris will not be visiting a battleground state after campaigning in Michigan yesterday. Instead, she will deliver her campaign's closing arguments at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. With just 1 week until Election Day, the United States is seeing historic early voter turnout across the country, with more than 46 million Americans having already cast their ballots. Today, Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Walz and former First Lady Michelle Obama will both be campaigning on Harris's behalf in Georgia. Brooke Singman, Fox News.
All righty, just a little bit past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, seems like I'm not going to be holding you up too long. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and at the intersection of Highway 29 and Detroit Boulevard. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is still very heavily congested at this time. As for the weather, 78 degrees right now, low of 68. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 72.
So whether you're in the park, on the beach, in the boat, just maybe walking around, and you don't want to miss that Dodgers-Yankees game tonight, make sure you have that ESPN Pensacola app. You can take the game along with you. First pitch goes out at 6 o'clock tonight from Yankee Stadium. So that should Yankees back up against the wall here, 3-0 in that series.
Yeah. I told you, Chris, when you and I were off air earlier this afternoon, if you are a sports fan and you are not a fan of the Yankees or Dodgers, the only thing you can hope for when you see that World Series matchup is, okay, well, I hope it's one heck of a series. It has stunk. 3-0 really Dodgers, is. Man, come on. At least make it a tight game. My goodness.
All right. Very concerning information to pass along. Pentagon is now saying North Korea has sent 10,000 soldiers to Russia to train and likely fight against the Ukraine. And they're saying this is going to happen in the next several weeks. Fox's Jennifer Griffin has more for us.
The Pentagon says it has lifted restrictions on Ukraine's use of American weapons to fire on any North Korean forces who come to fight alongside Russian troops. Thousands of North Korean troops are now inching towards Ukraine's front lines in support of Russia, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters here at the Pentagon. Kim Jong-un has sent about 10,000 soldiers to train in Russia, and they will begin fighting against Ukrainian forces in the next several weeks, according to the Pentagon. Thousands of those soldiers have already moved closer to Russia's Kursk region, where 15,000 Ukrainian troops surprised Russian troops in August, taking Russian territory for the first time.
All right, and hinted at this before break, former President Trump held a campaign speech at Mar-a-Lago today. He spoke for about an hour, covered many issues like the border and the economy, and mentioned that voting trends appear to be changing. As far as Florida's concerned, more than 5 million people have voted so far, and about 45% of them are Republicans compared with 33% Democrats.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, it's about 5:29 now. Here's your market numbers. If you didn't catch them, market closing a couple of hours ago, very mixed. And you're not going to like it if you were looking at the Dow numbers. Let me start with S&P 500 for you. Up about 10, 9.40. The Dow down 154. And NASDAQ up 145. Coming up in less than about 7 or 8 minutes, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk about the high cost of World Series tickets. Mm. You're not going to believe what these things are going for. I mean,
I think I will.
You know, it's amazing because, you know, I was watching the people walking up to the game and all that. A lot of young kids.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money. Those tickets are not inexpensive.
Right.
Anyway, Yankees, Dodgers tonight. 3-0. Dodgers have the lead. Okay, the Yankees going to pull it out, Austin?
I think they will, but I think the series is just about done, the series as a whole.
Okay, you can catch this game, ESPN Pensacola, for the first pitch at 6 o'clock tonight.
I'm John Saucier. Former President Donald Trump making a stop in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, speaking at Building America's Future Roundtable. The former president reaffirming a campaign promise if he returns to the White House.
We're going to do I don't like doing this, but we're going to do the largest deportation in the history of our country. Going to get all of these criminals out.
The White House accusing Trump of helping to sink a bipartisan immigration bill earlier this year. Later tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris will make her closing pitch to voters at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons on Fox News Channel says he's cautiously optimistic about the vice president's chances in this tight race.
We have thousands and thousands of volunteers fanning out across the seven key swing states who are listening to voters, connecting with folks, helping them understand in more detail Kamala Harris's forward-looking proposals.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Chipotle today reporting mixed quarterly results despite higher traffic being seen in their restaurants. Shares fell 7% in extended trading today. Revenue for the quarter came in at $2.79 billion, just shy of the expected $2.82 billion. The company's food and beverage costs increased during the quarter, due in part to Chipotle's decision to re-emphasize generous portions. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow dropping 154, the S&P growing 9, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gaining 145 points. Shares of Pfizer were unable to hold early gains today and fell more than 2% after the company well surpassed estimates for the third quarter, even raising its full-year guidance. The New York-based drug company had net income of $4.46 billion, or 78 cents a share. U.S. crude oil futures for December under $68 a barrel for delivery. That's Your Money Now.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at www.robinhood.com/election.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Aaron Judge is going to take home his second AL MVP after hitting to a .322 average with 58 home runs and 144 RBIs in the regular season. However, all those numbers feel pointless right now. Even with the Yankees basically having a bye to the World Series, Judge in the 2024 postseason is hitting to a putrid .140 average while striking out 20 times. Judge had a massive regular season, but he's also been a massive zero in the playoffs. I'm Zach Gelb.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable. And one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guard's RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000, void in Mississippi.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit today about the city of Pensacola's decision not to ban camping on commercial and private property. They did ban camping in public as the state law requires them. Also had a good conversation with Secretary of Corrections Ricky Dixon about Amendment 3 and why he thinks it's a terrible idea, and about the state of our prison system currently in Florida, and our weekly conversation with Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, clear, cool tonight. Mild temps for bands on the beach. Sunny and mild Wednesday. No rain in the next forecast for 7 days. Chris Bryant, Austin Price on Pensacola Right Now. If you just joined us, thank you so much for having us on. Yeah, we've been talking about, of course, the high price of those darn tickets. Not only just, you know, we can't kind of single out the World Series on this thing, but most sporting events today have totally eliminated the real fan base.
Yeah,
unless you know somebody in corporate America to get the tickets, take a couple of tickets and thanks for your service, that type of thing. But the normal person cannot drop $500, $600 per ticket for a family of four to go see a sporting event.
That's true.
So this is absolutely insanity of where this is going. But I guess if you pay it, they'll keep raising those rates and prices. So anyway. Afternoon, everybody. It's one heck of a great Tuesday. Bands on the beach tonight, real quickly. 7 o'clock, curtain rises on that thing. If you can, here we go. If you can't afford World Series tickets, the next best seats are available at a unique venue in Inglewood, California. This is where the arena used to be in Los Angeles, where the Lakers used to play out in Inglewood before they moved down to the old Staples. I forget what they've called it now, but it used to be the Staples Center.
Isn't it, is it crypto.com?
I'll buy it. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Sounds good to me. here's Fox's Max Gordon with all the details for you.
Cosm features a massive LED screen that's around 87 feet across and 87 feet high. Cosm shoots the game using a series of high-resolution cameras alternating between different angles around the field and stitches the shots together to appear on Cosm's massive screen using special software. You really do feel like you're sitting at the ballpark. Tickets for the World Series have been selling out in minutes, with some ticket prices reaching several hundred bucks for premium seats. Along with sports, Cosm also features other immersive programming. Cosm is relatively new, opening locations in LA and Dallas this summer, with an Atlanta location and others in the works. Max Gordon, Fox Business.
All righty. And also, just want to let you know that we do have some college football games tonight. I know once you get into the meat of this college football season, and heck, now we're in the latter half of it, you start to see games as early as Tuesday. Well, we've got three games for you. Starting at 6 o'clock this evening, New Mexico State at Florida International. Hey, some early Floridian representation there with sure. FIU. Then we got Louisiana at Texas State. Louisiana only has one loss on the season, and it beat Wake Forest. Woohoo. Louisiana Tech travels to Sam Houston. That's going to be your latest game at 7.
Okay, here we go. A high school getting all ramped up here. Week number 11, Thursday night. Let me just get your take on this one, and then we'll run through the rest of them here. Northview at Flemington. You really don't have any confidence whatsoever in the Chiefs. Go ahead, lay it out there. You tell the people up in Bratt that. Go ahead.
I wouldn't put it that briefly, but I would say...
He drives a black truck. Now, you go tell the people in Bratt that.
I don't know much about Flemington, but I took them to win the game. They sound tough.
I know you did.
Yeah. Okay. I think they may be tough. I can't remember.
Let me just run through these others real quickly here. Friday night's action, Central, Wewahitchka, Escambia Tate, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, Jay at Blackshear, Alabama, Pace at Milton, Navarre, Niceville, Pensacola Catholic at St. John Paul II, West Florida at Pine Forest. Which one is our game?
Tate and Escambia is our game.
And what do you think about that one?
That one's phenomenal. Because those are two of the better teams in the area. Tate has looked great, other than when they played Pace this year. Escambia, I think they've been a bit bumpier, a bit closer wins at times. But that's going to be difficult. I'll take Tate to win.
Okay, and they're playing that at Tate, right?
I believe it may be yes.
Okay,
I can't remember. Forgive me.
Tate's got one heck of a great fan base.
They do.
Those people are crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Aggies, agricultural. Great. The rural crowds, man, they love them some football now.
I love it. It's just great. That's Friday night football at Tate High School.
Yep. That's it at its best. All righty. Let's see here. Wanted to touch on this. First of all, we did have a texter that was talking about, Chris, you had made a remark about, sometimes when it comes to the pricing of these tickets, we're in a position where it's like, okay, outside of, the wealthier folks, the average fan's probably not forking out that much money. And someone did mention that, hey, stadiums are still full and people still and people still wear jerseys, rep the team.
Sure.
And yeah, to that, we just want to say, obviously fans still attend.
I love it.
But it's the well-off fans, likely.
Nothing like watching one of those USFL games and there's three people in the stands.
Well, that was such a stray. Why'd the USFL take a hit?
Okay, I'll say the UFL then. Oh. The United Football League.
All right, whatever.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do, yeah.
They did a terrible job in marketing that league. First of all, they should have gone into communities that had a fan base.
That's fair.
I'll give you an example. They pulled the New Orleans team and they moved them to Memphis. Okay, New Orleans used to fill up the stadium every weekend. Have you seen the attendance at a Memphis game of the UFL? You got just three people there. I mean, and this happened in a lot of cases where they used the first year, they played only in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
All the teams played in Birmingham. So they kind of spread out a little bit this year. But still, they need to rethink of what markets really are active and will support a team like that.
No, I mean, I'm not much of a marketing guy, but that sounds like 101 to me.
It is. It's below 101. This is just common sense.
All right, 545 here. We do have an accident report on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. Still got some backups in that area as a result. Also have some backups developing at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, so look out for that. Your worst spot is nonetheless going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 68. Tomorrow, high of 82, low of 72.
Okay, it looks like the Chinese president's trying to pick a fight with old Joe. He wants Joe to stop kind of encouraging Taiwan to kind of hold on to their independence. Anyway, Jeff Manasso has more on this story.
Reuters reports the request happened last year during Xi Jinping's visit to San Francisco, in which Xi and his aides asked President Biden to tweak the language in U.S. official statements, from the U.S. does not support independence for Taiwan to the U.S. opposes Taiwan's independence. The U.S. has declined, with reports that China has repeatedly followed up and made the request in the months since. It's not clear why Xi chose to raise the issue with President Biden, but he has made opposition to Taiwan's independence a focus of his time in office, as China's military has also ramped up rhetoric and its activities surrounding the island. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, home buyers and home sellers, if you are definitely watching those mortgage numbers today, here's your mortgage daily news update. The benchmark for the 30-year fixed rate climbing to 7%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.47%. If you've been paying attention over the past couple of weeks, it's slowly been creeping up there. Now it's past that 7% mark there. We'll keep an eye on those numbers for you.
All righty, and trading of Trump media has been halted a number of times today as the former president's company experienced a volatile session. The company saw trading halted five separate times. The first came after 8:30 our time when shares had been up around 14%. It was halted two more times before 9. Around 16 million Trump media shares were traded in the first 10 minutes of the session, and this comes after Trump media surged more than 21% just a day ago.
Okay, it's 547, News Radio 92.3. I don't want to forget about the ice flyers, and I feel like I just zipped right past him here. But I do want to remind you, Flyers are ready to rebound after Saturday's loss to Birmingham. They dropped that one 5-2. Ice Flyers are refocusing for games this weekend. Kind of a split weekend for these guys. Get this. They're playing Friday and Saturday in Roanoke and then Fayetteville on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, so it's kind of a split weekend for next Pensacola home appearance. Saturday, November 9th, Knoxville comes into town at the Bay Center.
Okay, and two new lawsuits have been filed in New York against Sean Diddy Combs, accusing him of sexually assaulting two boys. One lawsuit, filed yesterday, says that the alleged assault happened in 2005 when he was just 10 years old, and that he was given a soda spiked with drugs. In the other suit, filed the same day, a man claims he was sexually assaulted by Combs in 2008 when he was only 17.
Okay, coming up at about 5:55, I want to give you a kind of exact time here. I'm going to talk about this weird development city out in Arizona. It's if you're familiar with the term Buck Rogers, the futuristic of space travel, well, you're going to definitely want to be around 5:55 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And Liam Payne, his first posthumous single coming out Friday. Do No Wrong will arrive less than 3 weeks after the singer died in a fall from the third floor of a hotel in Argentina. Producer Sam Pounds wrote in a post on X announcing the single, saying, quote, I pray that this will be a blessing to the world like Liam has always dreamed.
I will tell you this, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody was pretty adamant about this and pretty forceful about looting here in the state. Well, Florida police have arrested 41 people on looting charges. And Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has more from Miami.
During Hurricane Helene and Milton, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office assured people when they evacuated, their homes would be protected. Deputies would go into their neighborhoods to prevent looting. Well, a frustrated sheriff said illegal migrants were taking advantage of a dire situation. Now, they were arrested on 68 different charges, including armed robbery, burglary, grand theft, and vandalism. Sheriff Gualtieri said the group is coming out of the area to rummage through people's things and break into homes and garages. He says officers stopped 196 people that look suspicious. 163 of them were not U.S. citizens, but their immigration statuses were not immediately clear.
All righty, just about 5:49 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, you know, we've been touching a lot on endorsements lately, whether it be celebrities or fellow politicians. Well, we've got news on the endorsement, or lack thereof, from former Vice President Mike Pence. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies. The same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
7 days left until the general election. Be sure to listen to News Radio 92.3 for your election coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
My shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. I got a good job at the dollar store.
There you go. Austin Price cranking the tunes out today. And News Radio 92.3.
That's DJ Austin Price.
That's right. I'm Chris Bryan. That's Austin over there. Okay, I bite. Who is that?
That is Citizen King. It's a song called Better Days.
Okay, clear cool tonight. Got a forecast that you just can't beat, really. Cool temps, bands on the beach, kick it off in about an hour or so out at the pavilion. Don't bring the pets and don't bring the glass. You know the routine here.
Right.
But you can bring your beach chairs and a lot of love.
Yeah.
A lot of love.
A lot of appreciation with it being the last show of the season.
Okay, Fox's Jill Nato. Reports, well, there is a actual method to my madness here. Jill is reporting that love and pooches seem to go right together.
Take a pause.
A lot of couples want their dogs at their wedding.
If you prepare your dog and if your dog has the right temperament, you have to know your dog.
Kathy Martin of Houndstown USA Dog Sitting in Ohio says she's got a new service for brides and grooms whose dogs aren't great at social functions. Dog sitters will drop dogs off for a little while at the wedding.
We'll have them pick them up for pictures and bring them back.
So Fido gets in the photos and not the wedding cake. A survey says there's a better chance of love at first sight between you and your dog than between you and your significant other. The Honest Kitchen survey says 80% of people had an immediate connection to their dog, while just 69% felt that way towards their partner. As these New Yorker dog people know,
unconditional, unilateral love that just doesn't ask for anything in return. He just loves love.
The animal is not going to betray you in any way. They can't even, like, leave.
Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And brother, and isn't that a nice story?
Yeah, and it is. It's very true. First of all, when it comes to seeing dogs at, like, public functions like that, it is. Temperament and the type of dog, you know, you shouldn't have just some huge, undisciplined, and rapidly shedding dog just going buck wild everywhere.
Be careful on those words, man.
Yeah, getting shedding, like a shed.
Getting very close there, let me
but
tell
no,
you.
But no, just going ballistic. You can't have a dog doing that, because you will. Even if you're a dog person, you'll roll your eyes and say, okay, this is not ideal.
Three of my monsters, and you know I've got Yorkies. Two of them are good, one of them are not so good, and Maggie's just a wild child. But Baxter and Missy are two different stories. You could take them anywhere.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I could bring Baxter and sit him right there for 3 hours next to me, and that's where he would sit. for 3 hours. Okay, I promised you at 5:55 I was going to tell you about this, just in case you're looking at that watch here. A $7 billion development project, it's been dubbed City Within a City, is entering the planning stages in Phoenix. Ted Lindner explains this one.
The hub named Halo Vista will be built around a manufacturing complex developed by Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC. The complex is being developed by Mac Real Estate Group in collaboration with McCourt Partners. TSMC is elected to spend at least $65 billion, and the project will include 2,300 acres with more than 28 million square feet of mixed-use development capacity, which will include up to 8,960 residential units as well as industrial, retail, and office spaces. The developers bought the land at an Arizona State Land Department auction in May. The plants are expected to create 10,000 permanent jobs, with another 80,000 expected to be introduced in the surrounding development. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Got any old socks hanging around? How about some new socks hanging around?
I do not, but you know what? I know why you're asking.
Yeah, because there's only a few days remaining. We've been talking about this for the past 30 days. What we're talking about, and welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. This is Pensacola Right Now. That's Austin Price over there. I'm Chris Bryan, and we're talking socks this afternoon. Socks, by the way, are among the most requested yet least donated items at shelters. And we're talking about homeless shelters here. All this month, West Pensacola Elementary students are making October a month to remember. Area students are attempting to collect 2,000 pairs of new socks for the homeless. The 2024 drive continues through Thursday. We got to give those people a call over at that school and see how they're doing.
Yeah. Hopefully they're doing well with the pool that they've got.
So hold me to this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. There, as I think you already mentioned it, but I'll reiterate.
Yeah.
Socks are amongst the most requested and least donated. That's why socks are especially important when it comes to these kinds of drives. All righty, just a little bit past 5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Doesn't appear to be too much going on. We're seeing traffic die down like we usually do. However, we still have severe backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And as for the weather, it's 78 degrees, low of 68 tomorrow, high of 82, low of 72.
Okay, I wanted to tell you this because I believe it starts about 6:30 tonight. Scambia Public Schools are hosting the annual School Choice Expo this evening over at Washington High School. Reps from ECPS, Career Academies, and Choice Schools going to be on hand tonight to discuss their programs. The expo, get this, typically welcomes in 1,000 people.
Really?
Busy night tonight over at Washington High School.
It sounds like it. Also, hinted at this before the break, former Vice President Mike Pence not endorsing his former running mate in the upcoming election. Speaking at a luncheon on Long Island Tuesday, Pence said that he hasn't endorsed Donald Trump and J.D. Vance because he has real concerns about the direction of the Republican Party. He said that there are voices in the party who are prepared to walk away from our allies and American leadership in the world, and voices that are marginalizing the sanctity of life. But Pence added that he could never back the Democratic ticket of Harris and Walz because they don't represent a philosophy of government that he could ever support.
And if you have plans to maybe, if you got business or something over at NAS Pensacola on Thursday, scratch it. You're not going to get on board. NAS is closed on Thursday as the base is preparing for the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show this weekend. Now, of course, the show features the Blues and Thunderbirds both Friday and Saturday. 2 o'clock center point, the Blue Angels, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and jury selection back underway today in New York City in Daniel Penny's subway chokehold trial after the first six jurors were selected on Monday. Penny is the Marine veteran charged with putting 30-year-old Jordan Neely in a deadly chokehold on an F train last year because the mentally ill black man was verbally threatening other riders. Two of the six panelists chosen so far say that they've been harassed on the subway, and a third said her daughter was punched in the back of the head by a mentally ill man in Times Square. A
couple of stories before we turn it over to folks over at Channel 3. Amberjack Recreational Harvest is closing soon in federal waters, starting Friday, with the last day of harvest beginning Thursday, the following Thursday. In July, FWC set the new federal season September 1st through October 31st. New season meant to help rebuild the stock. Cruising. You like to cruise? You take cruises?
I've never taken a cruise. I don't plan on it.
Okay, well, cruising's return to Mobile. It's a great thing. Love it. The Carnival Spirit returned to the local waters for the 2024-2025 cruising season. Second year for cruises out of Mobile since the ship returned in 2023. Not much time to take advantage of this. Last cruise will sail early January. That ship plans to return to Mobile sometime at a later date.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.